sonetos. The topic is Novena to the Divine Mercy, which Jesus instructed me to write down and make before the Feast of Mercy. It begins on Good Friday. I decide that during these 9 days, you bring souls to the font of my mercy, that they may draw therefrom strength and refreshment, and whatever graces they need in the hardships of life, and especially in the hour of death. On each day, you will bring to me, I bring to my heart a different group of souls, and you will immerse them in this ocean of my mercy. And I will bring all these souls into the house of my Father. You will do this in this life and in the next. So today, Faustina is working hard for all of us. I will deny nothing to any soul whom you will bring to the font of my mercy. On each day, you will beg my Father on the strength of a bitter passion for graces for these souls. I answer, Jesus, I do not know how to make these the winner or which souls to bring first into your most compassionate heart. Jesus replied that he would tell me which souls to bring each day into his heart. First day. Today, bring to me all mankind, especially all sinners, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. In this way, you will console me in the bitter grief in which the loss of souls plunges me. A reflection. Most merciful Jesus, whose very nature it is to have compassion on us and to forgive us, do not look upon our sins, but upon the trust which we place in an infinite goodness. Receive us all into the abode of the most compassionate heart, and never let us escape from it. We bear this of you by your love, which unites you to the Father and the Holy Spirit. O omnipotence of divine mercy, salvation of sinful people, you are a sea of mercy and compassion. You aid those who entreat you with humility. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon all mankind and especially upon poor sinners, all enfolded in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, show us your mercy, that we may praise the omnipotence of your mercy forever and ever. Amen. Second day. Today, bring to me the souls of priests and religious, and immerse them in my unfathomable mercy. It was they who gave me the strength to endure my bitter passion. Through them, as through channels, my mercy flows out upon mankind. Good words. Most merciful Jesus, from whom comes all that is good, increase a grace in us that we may perform worthy works of mercy, and that all to see you, see us, may glorify the Father of mercy who is in heaven. The font of God's love dwells in pure light hearts, bathed in the sea of mercy, radiant as stars, bright as the dawn. Eternal Father, your merciful gaze upon the company of those chosen ones in your vineyard, upon the souls of priests and religious, and endow them with the strength of your blessing. For the love of the heart of your Son, in which they are enfolded, impart to them your power and light, that they may be able to guide others in the way of salvation. And with one voice, sing praise to your boundless mercy for ages without end. Amen. Third day. Today, bring to me all devout and faithful souls and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. These souls brought me consolation on the way of my cross. They were that drops of consolation in the midst of ocean of bitterness. So try to work hard. It's your work is a consolation to the Lord. Most merciful Jesus, from the treasure of your mercy, you impart your graces in great abundance to each and all. Receive us into the abode of your most compassionate heart, and never let us escape from it. We beg this of you, that most wondrous love for the Heavenly Father, with which your heart burns so fiercely. The miracles of mercy are impenetrable. Neither the sinner, but just one, will fathom them. When you cast upon us an eye of pity, you draw us all closer to your love. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon faithful souls, as upon the inheritance of your Son. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, grant them your blessing and surround them with your constant protection. Thus, may they never fail in love or lose the treasure of the holy faith, but rather, with all the hosts of angels and saints, may they glorify your boundless mercy for endless ages. Amen. Fourth day. Today, bring to me the pagans and those who do not yet know me. I was thinking also of them during Pete's passion, and their future zeal comforted my heart. Immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. So Jesus foresee their conversion also. Oh, they are not only pagans. In the future, they become future zeal. Comforted me, you know. You remember Jesus, first become last, and last become first. Don't just be proud of yourself, a Christian. Even a pagan can come first to the kingdom of God. Once they convert, they will be very different. So work hard to live so that this grace can transmit to them. Most compassionate Jesus, you are lights of the whole world. Receive to the boat of your most compassionate heart the souls of pagans who as yet do not know you. Let the praise of your grace enlighten them, that they too, together with us, may extol your wonderful mercy, and do not let them escape from the abode which is your most compassionate heart. May the light of your love enlighten the souls in darkness. Grant that these souls may know you, and together with us, praise your mercy. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls of pagans and those who are as yet do not know you, but who are enclosed in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. Draw them to the light of the gospel. These souls do not know what great happiness it is to love you. Grant that they too may extol the generosity of your mercy for endless ages. Amen. Fifth day. Today, bring to me the souls of heretics and schismatics, and immerse them in the ocean of my mercy. During my bitter passion, they tore at my body and heart, that is my church. As they returned to unity with the church, my wounds healed, and in this way, they elevate my passion. Most merciful Jesus, goodness itself, you do not refuse light to those who seek it of you. Receive into the boat of the most compassionate heart the souls of heretics and schismatics. Draw them by your light into the unity of the church, and do not let them escape from the boat of most compassionate heart, but bring it about that they too we come to adore the generosity of your mercy. Even for those who have torn the garments of your unity, a font of mercy flows from your heart. The omnipotence of your mercy, O Lord, can lead these souls also out of error. Eternal Father, turn a merciful gaze upon the souls of heretics and schismatics, that they may squander your blessings and misuse your graces, obstinately persisting in their errors. Do not look upon their errors, but upon the love of your own Son and upon his bitter passion, which he underwent for their sake, since they too are enclosed in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. Bring it about that they also may glorify your great mercy for endless ages. Amen. So all people included into the heart of Jesus. Amen. Sixth day. Today bring to me the meek and humble and the souls of little children and immerse them into my mercy. These souls most closely resemble my heart. They strengthened me during my bitter agony. I saw them as earthly angels who would keep vigil at my altars. I poured out upon them whole torrents of grace. Only the humble soul is able to receive my grace. I favor humble souls with my confidence. Most merciful Jesus, you yourself have said, learn from me, for my meek and humble of heart. Receive into the boats of your most compassionate heart all meek and humble souls and the souls of little children. These souls send all heaven into ecstasy. And they are the Heavenly Father's favorites. They are a sweet-smelling bouquet before the throne of God. God himself takes delight in their fragrances. These souls have a permanent abode in the most compassionate heart. O Jesus, they unceasingly sing out a hymn of love and mercy. A truly gentle and humble soul, already here on earth, the air of paradise breathes, and in the fragrance of a humble heart, the Creator himself delights. Eternal Father, turn a merciful gaze upon meek and humble souls and upon the souls of little children who are enfolded in the abode, which is the most compassionate heart of Jesus. These souls bear the closest resemblance to your Son. Their fragrance rises from the heart, from the earth, and reaches your very throne. Father, mercy and of all goodness, I beg you, by the love of you, bear these souls, and by the night you take in them. Bless the whole world, that all souls together may sing out the praises of your mercy for endless ages. Amen. So the children, you might have children to look after. They are angels before the eyes of the Lord. Treat them well. Don't shelter them. They are not naughty. They are active. They have a good heart, with the heart of Jesus. So Jesus welcomed them, even they are disturbing at times. Even the disciples cast them away. Don't disturb us. Come. Let the children come. Last time we have the adoration up after the Mass, we got three children coming in. And they recite prayer together. Of course, with a now voice and their own voice, they are kindergarten kids, no? They shout. I think our Heavenly Mother likes more than we sing. We are so serious. And although they don't know what they're talking about, but you know their hearts, they're so simple. Praise the Lord. Seventh day. Today, bring to me the souls who especially venerate and glorify my mercy and immerse them in my mercy. These souls sorrowed most over my passion and entered most deeply into my spirit. They are loving images of my compassionate heart. These souls will shine with a special brightness in the next life. Not only of them will go into the fire of hell, I shall particularly defend each one of them in the hour of death. Most merciful Jesus, whose heart is love itself, receive into the boat of your most compassionate heart the souls of those who particularly extol and venerate the greatness of your mercy. These souls are mighty with the very power of God Himself. In the midst of all afflictions and adversities, they go forward, confident of your mercy. These souls are united to Jesus and carry all mankind on their shoulders. These souls will not be judged severely, but your mercy will embrace them as they depart from this life. Trust in Jesus. There is nothing. A soul praises the goodness of her Lord, is especially loved by Him. She is always close to the living fountain and draw graces from merciful divine. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls who glorify and venerate your greatest attribute, that of your faithfulness, mercy, and who are enclosed in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. These souls are a living gospel. Their hands are full of deeds of mercy, and their spirit, overflowing with joy, sings a canticle of mercy to you. O Most High, I beg you, O God, show them your mercy according to the hope and trust they have placed in you. Let there be accomplished in them the promise of Jesus, who said to them, I myself will defend as my own glory during their lifetime, and especially at the hour of their death, those souls who will venerate my faithless mercy. Today, bring to me the souls who are in the prison of purgatory, and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. Let the torrents of my blood cool down their scourging flames. All these souls are greatly loved by me. They are making retribution to my justice. It is in your power to bring them relief. Throw all the indulgences from the treasury of my church and offer them on their behalf. Oh, if you only knew the torments they suffer, you would continually offer for them the alms of the Spirit and pay off the debts to my justice for the souls in purgatory. Most merciful Jesus, you yourself have said that you desire mercy. So I bring into the abodes of your most compassionate heart the souls in purgatory, souls who are very dear to you, and yet who must make retribution to your justice. May the streams of blood and water which gushed forth from your heart put out the flames of the purifying fire, that in that place too the power of your mercy may be praised. From the terrible heat of the cleansing fire rises the plaints to your mercy, and they receive comfort, refreshment, relief in a stream of mingled blood and water. Eternal Father, turn a merciful gaze upon the souls suffering in purgatory, who are enfolded in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. I pray you, by the sorrowful passion of Jesus, your Son, and by all the bitterness with which His most sacred soul was flooded, manifest your mercy to the souls who are under your just scrutiny. Look upon them in no other way than through the wounds of Jesus, your dearly beloved Son. For you firmly believe that there is no limit to your goodness and compassion. Ninth day. Today, bring to me souls who have become lukewarm, and immerse them in the abyss of my mercy. These souls wound my soul most painfully, but cold and not hot. Mediocrate. My soul, Jesus said, my soul suffered the most dreadful loathing in the Garden of Olives because of lukewarm souls. They were the reason I cried out, Father, take this cup away from me, if it is to be your will. For them, the last hope of salvation is to flee to my mercy. So lukewarm, according to this, the word, not necessary being saved. Eh? But it's very paupery. You're halfway, you know, middle. Just one step, we go to hell. We are weak, not used to doing good. Not very bad, but not good. And there's a tendency towards bad also. The devil is dragging you, especially when you're sick, you're weak, and you're poor, and then you collapse. Fated glory. So, as sinners, they know they are sinners. At least they know how to mea culpa, and the last drop. But the lukewarm, they think they're okay, no problem, not bad. Then they can fall into temptation. The sinners already, they know they are in temptation. They know they are in hell. So they once they are aware of this, sorry Jesus, they go back. But those lukewarm souls, they think already I have Jesus. I receive Holy Communion every day, every week, and I do good. No, not too good, but then it's okay. I didn't kill people. You know, I didn't do much grave sins. Be careful. I think it belongs to most of us. Not too bad and not too good. Be careful. This, I think Jesus, especially in his heart, is for us. Most compassionate Jesus, you are compassion itself. I bring lukewarm souls into the abodes of your most compassionate heart. And this fire of your pure love, let these tepid souls, who like corpses, fill you with such deep loathing, be once again set aflame. O most compassionate Jesus, exercise the omnipotence of your mercy and draw them into the very ardor of your love, and bestow upon them the gift of holy love, for nothing is beyond your power. Fire and eyes cannot be joined. Either the fire dies or the eyes melts. But by your mercy, good God, you can make up for all that is lacking. Eternal Father, turn a merciful gaze upon lukewarm souls who are nonetheless enfolded in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. Jesus, Father of mercy, I beg you, by the bitter passion of your Son, and by his 3-hour agony on the cross, let them too glorify the abyss of your mercy. Just a few phrases for her meditation. O day of eternity, O day so long desired, with thirst and longing, my eyes search you out. Soon, love will tear the veil asunder, and you will be my salvation. O day, most merciful moment, incomparable, when the first time I shall see my God, the bridegroom of my soul and Lord of lords, and fear will not restrain my soul. O day, most solemn, O day of brightness, when a soul will know God in his omnipotence and drown totally in his love, knowing the miseries of exiles we are all. Oh, happy day, oh, blessed day, when my heart will burn you for you with fire eternal. For even now I feel your presence, though through the veil. Through life and death, O Jesus, you are my rapture and delight. O day of which I dreamed through all my life, waiting long for you, O God, for it is you alone whom I desire. You are the one and only of my heart, all else is not. O day of delight, day of eternal bliss, God of great majesty, my beloved spouse, you know that nothing will satisfy a virgin heart. On your tender heart I rest my brow. This end of Luke's book 3. Next week we will start the Luke book 4. So 1937 is the last year of her days. So this altar heart very condensed, and let us share her emotions also towards the Lord. We need emotions also in our prayer. It's not only that we believe, not only with the internet, but with hearts. So let us pray.